Hi, hey everyone in Sevenland Handworld. We're just dropping this mini pod here on the internet to tell you to get over to Matt and Madeline's Ice Cream Social. It's a hilarious twice weekly podcast coming out of Las Vegas and hosted by two improv comedians, Matt Donnelly and Paul Mattingly. Each episode, they get a game called Jock vs. Nerd Out. What you're about to hear is our second contribution to their show. So play along now and join Project Obelisk. You don't know what that is? Well, listen to the Ice Cream Social podcast, and by the time you find out, it'll be too late. Hey Matt, Paul and Jacob, it's David
and Matt
here from the Sevenland Hand podcast with our second bout of Jock vs. Nerd. Last time it was episode 55, the classic Little Slutty Red Truck episode. As we record this, you guys have just done number 124, which is unbelievable effort. I think we've had about four episodes out since then.
Brilliant.
That's not true. But yeah, we've loved every single one of the Ice Cream Social episodes, and I think that's just fantastic stuff. So, anyway, without further ado, here's our quiz.
All right, well, I've got the jock question. There are 47 clubs that have played in the English Premier League since its inception in 1992. Only five of those clubs have won it. Can you name the five clubs? Pause for thinking.
Sounds like a Penn Jillette magic trick, doesn't it, already?
There we go.
The five of clubs.
Can you pick it?
Yeah.
All right. The answer is there are two London clubs. That's Chelsea and Arsenal. There are two Manchester clubs, Manchester United and Manchester City. And the really hard one was the Blackburn Rovers. And, of course, Chelsea just won the 2014-2015 season.
Blackburn Rovers won it out of nowhere when a local businessman who loved the club just invested a crap load of money into the team, and they went great for about a season or two and, yeah, won the season.
They don't sound like they fit in with the rest of them, do they, really?
Well, I don't think they do anymore. I think they're in a well lower league. I don't know if it's like League 2, something like League 1. Something. Anyway, so the nerd question. On the 2nd of May 2015 came the official announcement of an 11th and 12th series for a sci-fi comedy whose theme tune includes the following lyrics. I want to lie shipwrecked and comatose, drinking fresh mango juice, goldfish shoals nibbling at my toes, fun, fun, fun in the sun, sun, sun.
I just want to sing it.
I know.
I can't stop myself.
Paul's got to know that one, but I don't know. If not, oh, anyway. Bit of pausing now for musing. All right, the answer is Red Dwarf. Many people consider the show stopped being funny around season 6, so I don't know how 11 and 12 are going because it sort of petered away a little bit. I still watched every single one, but...
Well, it's got a cult following. That's the good thing about it.
That means that it's, what, it's small and... There's a lot of people like it, or it's... There's a funny...
That means, yeah, once you all get together and want to watch it, you immediately want to kill yourselves, I think.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, it was used to be written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, and when they were together, that production team, the comedy gold, but they split up, production values improved, they got special effects all over the place, and it felt wrong. All the comedy gold disappeared. So my tip... Watch the early episodes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons, I should say. It's brilliant.
I just want them to have the space bug.
Space bug's great.
Yeah, space bug's great.
Well, we hope that was fun. Thanks for all the shout-outs and laughs over the previous episodes. Paul, thanks for the game tips. Dying Light was brilliant, and as per your suggestion, I just started in on Resident Evil Revelations 2. I've got...
Hey, where did that kid come from?
We'll see you soon.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess that's the end of our 3 minutes. Cheers, guys. Catch you later. Okay, that was that. We've finished making fools of ourselves to an international audience.
It feels good.
Feels good. All right, so regular listeners, we'll be back on the 25th of May with the Apodcalypse.
That's right. There's been rumours of meteor sightings in the sky.
It's the Apodcalypse that's so popular that half the cast was willing to show up today and do it, which is
I saw that. And what's going on? I thought maybe we should have had a different group.
We're surrounded by idiots. We should have always been in a different group, I think, Matt.
Well, it doesn't bode well for the Apodcalypse then.
Are they going to be listening to this? Anyway, pushing right along. And, of course, we're playing the current Marvel deck builder Legendary Villains. So post anything regarding that game, your questions, to the Facebook page so we can check it out over the following weeks. And then about a couple of weeks after the Apodcalypse, anyway, comes out, we'll do a podcast on the Legendary Villains.
I'm pulling apart the solo game.
Have you done it yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Pulling it apart.
Now I'm going to put it back together as a solo game.
Oh, right, you've got to organise the decks accordingly.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, make sure you get back to us and play it anyway. So yeah, anything on our Facebook page or at @SevenLandHand on the tweets. So otherwise, we'll see you next Monday, which is the 25th, with the Apodcalypse. Have you got anything else to add, Matt?
Be afraid. Be very afraid.